the Book of Devarim here on Torah 101 Daily, otherwise known as Deuteronomy, the second law. The idea is the second telling of not only the commandments, but the history since leaving Egypt. Bringing the younger generation up to date on all that God had done for his people. And we are in the midst of Moshe, or Moses, recounting for them all of the military expeditions, victories, military history. Also, this is Klezmer Week, Klezmer Music, on Torah 101. Verse 31 of Deuteronomy, chapter 2, Adonai said to me, "See, I have begun handing over Sihon and his territory before you. Start taking possession of his land." This is going back in their history. Again, this is a retelling of the military history. Sihon, again, was an ancient king who had the responsibility of providing military protection for all the other kingdoms around him. Sihon came out against us, verse 32, he and all his people to fight at Yahatz. And Adonai, our God, handed him over to us so that we defeated him, his sons, and all his people. At that time, we captured all his cities and completely destroyed every city, men, women, little ones. We left none of them. As booty for ourselves, we took only the cattle, along with the spoil from the cities we had captured. From Aroer on the edge of the Arnon Valley and from the city in the valley all the way to Gilad, there was not one city too well fortified for us to capture. Adonai, our God, gave all of them to us. Again, here Moshe as not only the spiritual leader, but also the military commander-in-chief, exhorting the people that they can trust God as they enter into the promised land, that he will protect them and he will do battle for them. Verse 37, the only land you didn't approach was that of the descendants of Ammon, the region around the Yavok River, the cities in the hills, and wherever else Adonai our God forbade us to go. There are times in life where doors are closed. God forbids us to enter into certain opportunities. He has a specific plan in mind and a land that we will flourish in. Chapter 3, verse 1, then we turned and went up the road to Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us with all his people to fight at Edrei. Adonai said to me, "Don't be afraid of him, for I have handed him, all his people, and his territory over to you. You will do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon." So Adonai, our God, also handed over to us Og, the king of Bashan, with all his people, and we defeated him until he had no one left. At that time, we captured all his cities. I will mention that Og, and we're going to speak about him a little bit more here in a second, Og was one of the most legendary and most feared of these ancient kings, as he was a giant physically. There was not one city of theirs that we didn't capture. There were 60 cities, all the region of Argov, the kingdom of Og in Bashan, all of them fortified cities with high walls, gates, and bars, in addition to a great number of unwalled towns. We completely destroyed them, as we did with Sihon, king of Heshbon, annihilating every city, men, women, and little ones. But we took all the livestock, along with the spoil from these cities, as booty for ourselves. At that time, we captured the territory of the two kings of the Amorites east of the Yarden, between the Arnon Valley and Mount Hermon. The Hermon, which the Sidonim, people of Sidon, call Siryon, and the Emiri call Senir. Interesting, this little insertion about Mount Hermon in Israel, how it had not only three, but actually four names, according to one ancient Midrash. Hermon, Siryon, Senir, and Sion. And one ancient rabbi asked the question, why was it necessary for all of them to be written in the scriptures, all these different names of one place? The answer was to extol the praise of the land of Israel, that there were four kingdoms priding themselves in it. One saying, it shall be called by my name, and another saying, it shall be called by my name. The extolling of the land of Israel. Verse 10, all the cities of the plain, all Gilad and all Bashan, as far as Salca and Edri, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. Og, king of Bashan, was the last survivor of the Rephaim, the giants. One ancient rabbi said that there was not a mighty man in the world more difficult to overcome than Og. The Midrash told that Og had been the only survivor of the strong men whom Amraphel and his colleagues had slain, as may be inferred from Genesis 14:5. Also, that ancient Midrash taught that Og was the refuse among the Rephaim, like a hard olive that escapes being mashed in the olive press. So Og, king of Bashan, was the last survivor of the giants, the Rephaim. His bed was made of iron. It is still in Rabbah with the people of Ammon. It was 9 cubits long and 4 cubits wide, using the normal cubit, which is 13.5 by 6 feet. That's a big bed for a big guy. Of this land that we took possession of then, I assigned to the Reuveni, the Reuvenites, and the Gadi, people of Gad, the territory extending from Aroer along the Arnon Valley, together with half the hill country of Gilad, including its cities. The rest of Gilad and all Bashan, the kingdom of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh. The whole region of Argov, together with all of Bashan, form what is called the land of Rephaim. Yair, the son of Manasseh, took all the region of Argov, as far as the border with Geshuri and the Machati. He named this whole area, including Bashan, after himself. it remains Havot Yair to this day. Torah 101 Daily.